I'm now going to preach to this end, because I warned, you know, folks, Jesus said that I am come, that you might have life, and that more abundantly. That old warrior of the cross, Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel to this end. Was I born? Yes, I may be only 4 years old, but I'm not too young. I love my Jesus. I really know what it is to have Jesus in my heart. Do you know what it is to have Jesus in your heart? Yes, worldly mothers and fathers, they movie stars as their children. Well then, why can't I be a little star for my Jesus? Why can't I point men and women to Jesus? Then my Bible says, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus wanted to teach those hard-hearted Pharisees a lesson. He used a little child like me, and he set them in the midst of them, saying, except ye become as a little child, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Mothers and fathers listening to the sound of my little voice, are you teaching your children about God? Are you teaching them the Bible? Are you teaching them to be good boys and girls? Can God use a four-year-old? Cried the critic. I answer yes, 1,000 times yes. If a modernistic preacher doesn't preach the gospel, well then, I have to. Yes, the modernist has kept my Bible up to fly away with the gospel of God. The slaughterhouse religion that a day these days, and I cry, there is a fountain filled of blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood loomed all their guilty sins. Did you hear me? I said, and sinners plunge beneath that blood loomed all their guilty sins. Are you discouraged? Are you in trouble? Have you drifted down the broad road to destruction? Have you forgotten Mother God? I plead with you, ere it is too late, for to this end was I born. I am thinking now of another preacher. His name was Jonah, and the Lord told Jonah to rise and go to Nineveh. But Jonah thought he could hide from God. But brother, sister, you just can't hide from God. No matter if you're flying in an airplane, God knows where you are. So Jonah went down to Joppa and got a ship and started for Tarshish. And pretty soon a star came up. The thunder was roaring and the lightning was flashing. That ship rocked and it rocked, and that was a very bad storm. And Jonah was down there fast asleep, and then the captain came. He said, why aren't you praying like we are? Jonah got up and he prayed. He knew what that storm was all just because he was hiding from God. And then he called the captain again. He said, we used the wrong way overboard. He said, why, no, we don't want to throw you overboard. They rowed and they rowed. They tried to get back to dry land, but they couldn't. So he said, we're sorry, Jonah. We just have to throw you overboard. So they got Jonah by the feet and hands, and they threw him overboard. And Jonah went splash down into the water. And the Lord prepared a big, big fish to come along and swallow Jonah. He came along, he opened his big old mouth, and he swallowed Jonah, and Jonah was down in the belly of a whale. And Jonah called it the belly of hell. He didn't like it down there, it was hot. Jonah remembered the Lord. Brother, sister, when you fail God, that's good. You're remembering the Lord, and Jonah remembered the Lord. He had a prayer meeting down there. He said, oh Lord, get me out of this whale. And the Lord spoke onto the fish, and he got tired of that old creature down there, so he went up to dry land and vomited Jonah out. And the Lord gave Jonah another chance, and he went to Nineveh. And brother, sister, Jesus has sent me to tell you to repent of your sin. Turn to him, for to this end was I born.